Thank you. Okay, is anyone here? Do you want to come, please come forward? Okay. Yes, if you would, please.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
George Cole Jr., 900 North Pennsylvania Avenue, Bethany Beach, LA.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Explain to us your request, please.
Yes, as I said, my name is George Cole Jr., and I'm here requesting a variance for my property at 37648 Birch Street. Due to the irregular shape of the property, the home was placed about 2 feet over the front setback line. I want to make it clear that we're just talking about the northwest corner of the house, not the whole front of the house. After about 3 foundation inspections by the county and obtaining a CO, I thought I was in full compliance. I recently put my house up for sale, and after a recent survey, I realized the mistake. I had no intentions of doing this, and I know the county didn't intend on this either. On June 6th, the assessment office came out again, and after another inspection, I was granted a C-grade status on my home. Now that it is blocked in, it would be an incredible hardship to myself to actually move the house. The house does not look out of place. We've been there for over a year, and I've heard no opposition by the neighbors. I also want to add that I own the neighboring property on the side that is affected, and approval of this variance wouldn't affect the value of that at all or anything. I also had the C-grade letter that they came out again. And I thank you for your consideration. Is there
any questions? We're going to see if there's any questions from members of the board, and I'm going to start first with Ms. McGee, see if she has any questions. There we go.
So of all people, it had to be you, right?
I did not intend for this to happen.
I guess not. So you don't know that the road's on a slant. Didn't know when you set it out.
I did. I tried to set it right on that line, and the county agreed on the first couple inspections that it was
okay.
Perfect.
But what happened?
I'd never disputed the survey that the other people got, and it just comes over a hair.
When you bought the property?
No, I recently put it up for sale and got an offer by somebody, and they. They brought the survey to me, and they couldn't get a mortgage against it because it was not a clean title. They couldn't get a clean title, right?
Oh, okay.
But I have a clean title. But they couldn't get one because of the mortgage. I guess if they paid, if they were paid cash, it wouldn't have been an issue.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll have to get a different tape measure.
Mr. Rick, you're up.
Well, you got a certificate of compliance from the county, and that says, a certificate of occupancy and compliance. So I imagine you thought you were in compliance at all.
Up until a little while ago, yeah.
And it says new placement. So you had no problems ahead, then all of a sudden, bang, mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. No other question.
Yeah, Mr. Workman?
No question.
Mr. Mills?
No question.
And I have no questions.
Mr. Sharple. It looks, did you have a builder put it on there for you?
I had a contractor, but I pretty much placed it myself.
Okay. And looking at the survey, it looks like there's a pin that looks like it might be off the corner, the northeast corner of the property.
Yep.
Was that something that kind of messed up the measurement?
It was always there, and I'm not too sure if that's what he was going off of, and I kind of checked him, and the county went off of something at the first couple times. I'm not too sure exactly where it went. I just know that this survey was wrong, that the people, possibly purchasing, and I never disputed this survey. I just assumed.
Does Birch Street, is it paved up to your property line, or is there a gap in paving there?
I think it is paved up to the property line.
Okay, there's not a grass area or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And you said there was no complaints you heard from any neighbors,
nope.
Correct?
Okay. Just that, it was a wooded lot, probably been there for 100 years, except that it was, making the neighborhood look better.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two. Would you wish to speak, those that are in favor, or just a show of hands?
Just a show of hands.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, would you like to come up and speak? You need to be sworn in, sir, if you would, please.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
93 Ray, 375 Lion 5, Mahogany Street, Ocean View, Delaware, 9972.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Gentlemen and ladies, I just have a couple questions because I live in that community. The letter that was sent out was only sent to people that live within 200 feet of his house. I don't understand why the community wasn't involved. This community is old and it's under redevelopment. There are a lot of houses turning over in there. There have been at least 10 new homes changed over on lots in there this year alone. And there's more coming as people buy more properties or whether original people pass on and their families take them. So my question is, how could a mistake like this be made? Because I put a brand new house on my property, and I was told that I had to stay within certain boundaries of the property line, so many foot setback. I had to cut my house down a little bit to make it fit, remodify it a little bit. And then my builder said he wanted it an extra foot to make sure if he made a mistake in laying it out, that he had a little bit of room to play with. So I don't quite understand when you're building a house like this that you can get the property lines wrong with that and come up with that.
Yep.
Sir, if you take a look at this, in the application it's presented and it shows that there's a pin that is slightly off, which may have thrown that line off. It's
but
only that corner.
The pin here had made it wrong.
Well, I don't know. It's part of the...
Aren't they certified somehow to be accurate and withstand on the property and
you can
layout?
Go back. To answer your question, yes, they are, and just like anybody else trained, we're all human, and maybe there was a human error.
I'm not against the house being where it is. I can live with that.
Okay.
I'm just worried about the process, because people in the future may challenge us also and say, well, I can put my house where I feel is best for me and not where the county wants it.
Well, in all fairness, too, the applicant not only went through the proper channels and process, but then the county went out and assumed they were doing the right thing when they provided a certificate of occupancy, and everything was approved. So there were several mistakes made. Again, probably human error. Your first question was only people within 200 feet. That's the requirement of the county. Our rules that. That's all that needs to be notified. Otherwise, it can get pretty expensive to notify more people. So, and that's not your development or community. That's countywide. If a property,
I understand that.
If there's,
yes, sir. But so a surveyor can go in and put his lines in, and they're not necessarily guaranteed to be perfect.
We run into this all the time, and one of the reasons that we have to grant variances sometimes because people do make mistakes.
Okay.
All right. Well,
we've had cases where two surveyors.
I'm sorry.
We've had cases where two surveyors have done the same job and come up with different. So, if you can find out how to solve that, that would help the county too.
So, do you want to still be on record as having questions or in opposition?
Opposition.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to be on record as having questions or in opposition?
Just questions.
Thank you.
I'm not in opposition now.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you for that. Okay, hearing no other oppositions, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that we approve case number 12,000. The case, of course, is the criteria for a variance of property is irregularly shaped. That shows on the survey. The encroachment does not affect any other anybody else in the development. It does not present difficulty with other properties surrounding them, and the encroachment doesn't disturb the character of the neighborhood. And we've had no opposition to this, and this is the minimum amount needed to get a variance. So I make the motion that we approve case number 12,000.
Okay. Do
second
I have a
motion. Second?
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,000. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,000 is approved.